radio.com.
You say you gotta struggle, gotta find a way. Run to the money, steady get paid. Set your humble ass down. Set your humble ass down. Always trying to slide, you can't get a break. Big mad, you can't get your way. Set your humble ass down. Set your humble ass down. $60 million dreams, you can't even see my schemes. Archery, sorcery, dopery, poetry, hierarchy queen. Baby, cut it, please, cut the cord, let it breathe. I'm just stacking up my chips, sitting on my throne, made of stones, watch me float. Chilling on the coast, do the most, then I ghost. Never ever lost, on my own, feeling torn, right from wrong. I'm just sitting on my throne, it's been haunting me. It's been taunting me, it's been telling me. To set my humble ass down.
Sit your humble ass down.
Set my humble ass down. Say you gotta struggle, gotta find a way. Run to the money, steady get paid. Sit your humble ass down.
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 Always trying to slide, you can't get a break. Big mad, you can't get your way. Sit your humble ass down.
Watching Home Alone, my homie hit my phone, said he got in some funk. I immediately told him to say no more, that's how I'm sliding. Smooth, professional man on fire, that's how I keep my cool. Can't fuck up my pimp, dad is cone. Bitch, that's how I keep my shoe. Go from that to power level, go cool. Got me looking like the hot hit in the crew, like I swim with outlets in the pool. Bitch, go pop for the way I shock you. Power outage by the block up, I got the hook up, looking silly shocking. I'll call somebody and tell them about it.
Hey Diana,
I couldn't sit my humble ass down.
I couldn't
sit my humble ass down. I couldn't sit my humble ass down.
You say you gotta struggle, gotta find a way. Run to the money, steady get paid.
Sit your humble ass down.
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 Welcome back to the Humble Ass Podcast. I'm Snowy G.
Who up in this thing?
Freddie Dantastic.
Ah, damn. Freddie Ben's here. Ben's here. We got a special guest.
We got a very special guest.
You know what I'm saying?
We got Kay Bridges live in the building.
Yo.
Out here coming through.
Live and direct.
Appreciate tell him who you y'all. Is. Tell yep. him who you
it's
is.
It's definitely an honor to be on the Humble Ass Podcast. I'm humble. It's your boy KB, K Bridges, K. Bridges, if you're writing it down. I'm a local artist, entrepreneur, and community leader and organizer. So I'll be talking about all kind of shit today, I guess, rocking with y'all. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah, bro. We do the same thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We trying to bring the community back together as well. It's nice.
Back together or finally together?
I mean, it wasn't together once upon a time.
On what community
I mean,
you're in,
right? Was it?
Nah, you're right. Good point.
We in kindergarten. We need to share.
Yeah, man. It's all about sharing. They say sharing is caring, but I guess
sharing
they don't know.
Well, if everybody loved everybody, it'd be good.
But
right?
You know who don't be sharing? Karen.
Karen
will be sharing shit.
Oh yeah, man. Y'all follow that at Karen's Gone Wild.
Nah,
page,
bro.
On Instagram.
I be trying to stay away from social media a little bit. As much as I can.
The Karens are like the monsters.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they go crazy. This like, page put it all on blast,
man. I saw a picture of a Karen like holding up a sign saying Karens for Black Lives.
I don't know about all that.
No,
nah, they be
it was just some Karen shit.
I think the Karens be calling the police hella quick.
Nah,
there's some good Karens out there. Probably, yeah, it's probably some cool.
Oh, it's some good, it's some
like
good
some
ones.
Some good people named Karen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're pretty sure some good people.
Somebody
named
got an auntie named
the,
Karen. They like that. Might sound mine.
Yeah, she hella mad.
You know, but so let's make it clear.
They don't even tell them invite Karen nowhere.
The term Karen is used for a white woman who is quick to call the police for any racist reason.
Bruh, I seen like this Karen like hella over exaggerating, like having like mental breakdown. That's crazy.
Right.
I seen the Karen.
When they start getting hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Over masks, yeah. Like hella shit.
Yeah. Everybody getting hella mad about wearing a mask.
Have you
like,
guys personally ever came across Karen?
Not to the level that I've been seeing on these Instagrams.
What is the worst, like, racist thing that you've experienced?
Damn. Me? All right, shit. Let me think. The worst? That's a good question. That's a whole lot of shit.
I mean,
mostly it's been the police fucking causing me hella problems in the past, but besides that, just somebody just random doing something hella racist. I think it was when I was in Spain that was hella racist to me.
Oh, damn, right. Bro, you in Spain?
Yeah, I was in Barcelona.
I thought you know how to
do it, right? Shit, I was out there for a work trip back when I used to work for this one company. They was hella rich, bro. They used to take me all over the place. Oh, yeah,
that's crazy,
headphones.
Bro.
Am I
like,
good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to travel, man. I would love to travel. I don't think I really been, like, I don't remember. I just know, like, hella white people be always looking at me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy was over there, it was just like, it actually was a little worse than it is over here, because it was
so
just
what
like.
What was your experience?
So, I was trying to get dinner at this little restaurant or whatever, and then I walk up to the restaurant. It's like, I don't know, some random ass sound like 7:45 or something, right? And then Brett comes out and tells me, oh, yeah, we're closed right now. We're closing. This is the last family. They're about to leave, all that shit. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then I walk off, and I go sit across the street. I start smoking. And then I look back across the street, and the next, this white family walks right in the door. He fucking opened the door, let him in, and everything like
damn.
That. And then I went over there, and I said something about it, but I ain't gonna lie. I didn't understand everything he was saying, but I was pissed, though. But see, it wasn't even that bad. Usually, like, the worst ones be the cops on the real, like,
right.
in my experience, which is why other people be pissed off about it.
Bro, I remember I got pulled over one time, and, I had hella my CDs in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? I got pulled over, and
did you have 415s in the trunk?
I had slap. It sounded like Godzilla and King Kong back there chonking them, but you know that's different. That's something else. I ain't hear them. You know what I'm saying? But that shit was slapping.
Two gorillas in the back seat.
Yeah,
blast.
You know what I'm saying? Who said that? 40.
You know it.
Yeah, but so he smelled hella weed. So what he did was he searched my trunk. He see all my CDs back there. You know what I'm saying? And bro was like, "Oh, you a rapper?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, she the CDs. You feel me?" And then
he did some bullshit, huh?
Yeah, man. He was like, "Freestyle for me. Freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle for me." I'm like, "Nah, bro." And he was like, really tripping. He's like, "Freestyle for me." He's like, I was drinking some Hennessy, you know what I'm saying, before I got there. Uh-huh. He's like, "Oh, I smell the Hennessy on your breath." He's like, "Freestyle for me, or you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take you in. I'm gonna give you a DUI or something like that." And I was like, "Nah, bro, I'm cool, bro."
You didn't do it?
I'm saying, "Nah,
fuck it,
nah,
fuck that
hell
shit.
Nah. I'm not, you ain't telling me to freestyle. Nah, nah, I'm fucking with y'all freestyle."
Yeah, so that drops hella bars, man. I was out right away.
You was not trying to go up in there.
Nah, hell nah, nigga. I bust freestyle hella quick. Nigga, I'm like, cop car, nigga, by far. By far. Range Rover pulled over.
You gotta use your gifts, bro.
Hell yeah, nigga. I start sweating and shit. He said, "Freestyle right now." He said, "I smell a Hennessy on your breath." I was like, "Put a beat on." Yeah. Anyway, that put a beat on. What's up, man? But
so you really freestyle?
Yeah, I did. Nah, I don't think I freestyle. I just bust a.
You just say whatever.
I gave him some writtens. I gave him some writtens.
Okay, cool.
Nah, I was nervous, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, it was pretty good.
Yeah. He's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he let me go, but yeah, man, shit was crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so it's a lot of, I think I think because of what's going on, it seems like every time, like, something like this happened when we get this injustice, you know, and it's marketed the way it's marketed, it's like...
You mean by the media?
Yeah, by the media. Yeah. It's like, you know, we already know it's racism.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We already know it's racism, but it's like, when something like this happened, it's like the racism is, like, intensified.
Yeah, and you it's know? Crazy. I mean, like...
I know where we got Karens. And
for example, I have, one of the biggest, like, experiences that I had with racism was, like, I think I was, like, 7 or 8 years old. I was on a field trip with my class and stuff, and I went to school in East Oakland, so it was, like, mostly black and Latino kids
right.
On this field trip and stuff. And we get on this bus, and there's this lady, and she's driving the bus, and she looked like a Karen.
And they had Karens back then?
I mean, but basically, like, we get on the bus, and we're a bunch of, like, elementary school little kids, right? Like, we're making noise, we're talking, everybody's talking. And I'm sitting at the front, at the like, the one of the front seats or whatever, and, like, she just starts, like, saying stuff like, oh, these, like, Mexicans and blah, blah, blah. Right. And, like, and she looks straight up at me like, you talk too much, like, get off my bus.
Damn,
and she kicked me off the bus, and my like the whole class got off the bus. She's like, you know, we can take another bus.
Was you talking but, English or Spanish?
In Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah. Damn. That's
yeah.
Fucked up,
yeah. So damn. Yeah, this is, but like.
And see, people live with those experiences, right? From a young age, and people who don't have those experiences don't know what kind of like how just. Little things like that, like hella different times throughout life. Just add up and give you this whole worldview.
Right.
That is like, it's fucked up. And it is fucked up. I mean.
It's crazy because it's like, you will get people who aren't black or people who aren't, you know, Hispanic, and they don't really understand. You got people who don't understand. And then you got people who do want to help, want to be a part of it. You know, but they don't really know, you know what I'm saying, what it feels like.
It's a miseducation too, you know, right. And it's like a culture thing as well. Like for example, like the Vietnamese, there were concentration camps in America, right, for a minute. And like they understand racism in a certain type of way too. But their culture is a lot more enclosed, as in like they don't make a big fuss about things, right? And that's the Mexican culture in a way too, right? So because there's a big immigrant culture as well where everyone lives in the shadows and you don't want to make too much noise.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like it's the misinformation and like as you said, those experiences that we face. Even as kids, as the more that we face them growing up, they can do one or two things. They can make you so angry that you explode, or they can make you feel so worthless.
It's really traumatizing. It's really, you know, because it's like we, or, you know, I was born like this. We were born like this, you know, and we were born into like this. We was born into this racism.
Right.
You know, so it's like, since it's like from birth, it's like I'm black or I'm Hispanic. You know, or whatever, you know, and I'm talking about as far as like the struggle, what we've been through, and how you know, this injustice and
the whole history over here, whole struggle, trying to get through some most struggles.
And it's like, and
then we make it, and then
trying
it's
to bring
struggle.
The community together,
exactly.
Right.
It's like people try to understand, but it's like, you really, and they try to, you know, saying try to help, but by them helping, they think that that's it.
Yeah,
you know
and like, and it's like, okay, like, I'm gonna connect this to something else, right? Like, for instance, mental health, right? If we look at it in a picture like that, when someone has an issue with mental health and they get to a state where they're like, I don't care, like, I don't want your help, I don't like, you don't understand how I'm feeling, this is how I'm feeling, and you don't get it. If we act that way to those people that are trying to be sympathetic and trying to help, then we're never gonna get anywhere because we are in that motion as you don't get it, you don't get it, you don't know what I've been through.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know? So it's like we have to kind of like get in a place where we can meet in the middle. And understand that it's okay to not understand.
Right.
So it's a couple things, right? There's two different types of racism, right? The first one is personal, like somebody's personally racist. They personally hate people of another color, think they're lower, inferior, whatever. Then you have structural racism, like the way that the system has been designed to kind of keep everyone but white people kind of lower and like in more subservient categories, prison labor, all that kind of stuff, right? So when you talk to white people about it, if they think they're not personally racist, then they think there's no racism and it's all in your head because they're not looking at the structural shit, right? And then even when you do look at it like that, you know, it's for them, it's a choice to get involved or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, for
that's
us,
true.
It's like, it's just it's everyday
we live
life.
In
so,
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, shout out to all the white folks that have been out there doing their thing.
Yeah,
I see y'all.
We appreciate it.
We do need their help.
We need your privilege, you know what I'm saying, to come over there and definitely, you know, contribute. You feel me?
Like, straight up.
However, you know, we, I mean, it's definitely building that change. You feel me? Like, we have to build towards something, but we got to understand what we're going against as well, and that's what people don't really want to put a part of the plan. You know, as far as the control and the structure and.
Well, we, you know, America's been conditioned this way for a long time, like hundreds of years. You can't ungrow a tree.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of got to chop it out from the roots and pull it out.
It's really a process.
Yeah, it's a real process, but, you know, it just keeps moving forward. Right. People just keep moving it forward. Really, it is like our existence in this country is just forever struggling against this motherfucker to try to get our to get our fair shake or dominate or do whatever it is.
I think it's really psychological.
Yeah, it's a lot of
psychological warfare.
PTSD, right? A lot of stress, trauma. Getting ever since you were kids, you always knowing you getting looked at different, thought about different, treated different, punished different. You know what I'm saying? And then by the time you're a grown adult, you just got, like, all them hardened scars and shit. You just feel it all. But, like, that shit still deep down still make everybody feel some kind of way. And then they're like, what are you so angry about yet? Martin Luther King and Obama. What's the problem?
What's interesting is, like, how, you know, how we're in this situation right now. We've been in this situation, but it gets hyped up, you know, when it's police brutality or there's injustice, like George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and it constantly happens.
Yeah.
But because we're conditioned, it's like we still want things to go back to normal. You know, even though we want change,
I think
it's like people go back to normal.
I don't think people want to go back to normal. I think they want change fast because we live in a microwave society.
It's
so they want things to happen right now.
Right.
And that's what's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, like in order for concrete change and concrete things to be implemented for long lasting change, then we have to organize, and it'll take time to organize, like, you feel me, a nation of people.
But look what we got going on right now. We got COVID-19. Yeah. Everybody in cases are building, you know what I'm saying? It's surging. And it's summer. Plus, you know, what just happened with the protesting and the rioting and all that. You know, like I said, people want to go back to normal, and what I think is people need to understand that there's no such thing as normal.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's no such, you know, because people want to go back partying, they want to go back to their regular lives doing whatever they was, and it's like, hey,
I mean, some people gonna do it. I mean, I've seen plenty of people doing it.
They fat. Like I just drove by south.
They got clubs open in some spots.
And I think that's a big reason to why it's gonna take a long time for us to see concrete change. You know, because there are a lot of people that are comfortable with their lifestyle.
Well, it's because we live in the age of the informational age and the age of distractions, right?
Right.
Like, well, you could be doing this, but you could also, like, just pick up your phone real quick and start scrolling.
Right.
Or you could click the Netflix or something,
and
get
the
stuck
reason,
on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Rolling
reason why,
out, chill, don't do nothing.
Yeah,
it's too easy.
You off,
oh, yeah, you good. I'm just saying it's too easy to get distracted, so it's we gotta push, use our voices or whoever can to try to keep people focused on what the mission is.
And that's why we're here. But it's control. Hey, you know what I thought about?
I
thought about that shit, bro.
You be
I had
thinking,
a thought.
Bro?
Yeah, I was
you
thinking.
You be using your brain.
Yeah,
you be using that
what,
thing.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. You know what I'm saying?
I think
I walked through the door. I said, damn, I walked through this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I closed the door. I seen the couch. I said, I'm going to sit on that couch. I sat on the couch. You know what happens when you sit on the couch? Especially when you ain't got no distractions. You start pondering.
Start thinking.
Let's ponder.
Yeah,
that's what
I got to wear. You got to
start pondering. You know what I'm saying? I said, goddamn. Everything is a program.
Yeah.
Everything is a program. Our phones are programmed. How do you think shit works? How do you think these mics is programmed? Everything is programmed. We're all programmed. How do you control what's programmed? With a controller. Control, push, everything is programmed.
I saw this picture the other day that showed the pyramids from, like, the sky down.
Yeah.
And it looked like a straight up, like, computer little
like
thing.
Board.
It's, yeah.
So, over the years, we're conditioned and mm-hmm. programmed. That's why people want to go back to normal, because they're so comfortable with what's been going over so many years. You know what I'm saying? Think about so many years. Think about the 90s. Think about the 80s.
There's some evolutionary about that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Human beings want safety, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At least you know that, Devil. Yeah. You don't know what the future is,
exactly.
Or what change going to be, especially if you're older and you ain't ready for all that shit.
So that's what it comes down to, control. Because mm-hmm. everybody wants to control something that they don't have no control over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying, as far as like these crucial times, as far as panicking and, you know what I'm saying, the pandemic, and, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
It's
like, we want control, but it's like, do you know that there are people who invest all their time, invest all their money, I'm talking about billions of dollars, I'm talking about the people who actually control this, who spend most of their time trying to figure out how to control us. Well, we spend most of our time trying to figure out how to live.
Right.
So we're not going to get this microwave. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a lot of time, because we have to learn that there's always going to be change. And if there's always going to be change, we have to be comfortable with deprogramming.
Yeah, we got to learn how to unlearn things.
Yeah,
you know,
deprogramming ourselves if we want some type of future. Because the people who spend, man, I'm talking about billions, I'm talking about people who got endless money, who they invest in how to control us, the masses.
What do you see, though? Like, what's the alternative you see?
Just
not all the bad stuff happening, but what do you see? Like, if let's say if we went through and made change, right?
Right.
Got the kind of change
right.
you're thinking of.
Right.
What do you see after that?
It's some type of unity, because some people are not going to want to change, but the people who are willing to change, and people, like you said, like, remember we talked about the alliances, people who want to help.
Mm-hmm.
There are geniuses out there too who want the help. There are people in the background you don't see, who are wealthy or who are really mm-hmm. smart, who want mm-hmm. to help. You know, so it's like I believe that's why we got to fight. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So we had the conversation about you being overwhelmed and this is a lot and all that. It's like, well, guess what? Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? Man, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is why we here. You know why? Because hey, we. Somebody got to be a leader. Somebody got to take that step forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And guess
leaders.
What, Snowy? We humans. You act like we just stepped out the fucking time machine as robots.
I get that,
you know,
bro.
Saying?
And that's why, like, you know, like, every time that I have a certain little doubt about, like, taking on a leadership role or understanding what it is, I'm just got to, like, understand that we are the community too.
Right.
You know, and, like, what the community wants and everything is someone genuine, you know,
right.
something
right.
real. Somebody that understands what it is
right.
to grow up in the system and, like, deprogram and understand,
right.
like,
right.
you feel me, fight through that shit. And that's what we've all been doing
and that's
here.
Why we,
you feel
yeah,
me? That's why we
yeah.
here.
But it's like, so. It's,
and I
know,
love how many of us I see doing it.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a lot of us. The
we
most
gotta figure this shit. Yeah,
we got. So
we
gotta keep that energy.
That's why it's beautiful,
that
man. We're in a beautiful moment right
freedom
now.
League.
Yeah, Freedom League. That's what it is. But as far as like
you say, Freedom League.
Yeah, it's our circle, man. You Freedom League.
You Freedom League.
You know it. Look,
official Freedom League,
bro. Even know it.
Official Freedom League,
bro. Bro, even know it, bro. I would say we like the Power Rangers, but
nah. We Freedom League.
Yeah, nah. Like the Justice League, something like that.
No, I love
with
it.
That,
I
let's
love
see.
It.
Let's give him one of your songs, KB. We got that. What's
it.
Up, Burns? What's up
what's
with
up,
Burns?
Oh, Burns
doing?
Alert.
Shout out,
okay.
Burns.
Hold on,
Burns
hold on,
Alert.
Quick, hold on,
working
real quick. Hold on, real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burns, you working?
Yeah.
Hey, man, get that nigga raised, man. Get that nigga raised, man.
All right, Burns, can we get a pause real quick?
You know what I'm saying?
I want to intro real quick.
Hold on, nigga. Come on, he own it, bro. That's what he do, bro.
All right, so yeah, just let it go. Let it play from there. So I did this song a couple years ago, but it's still hella relevant to what's happening today, so that's why I want to play it for y'all. It's called Thoughts of a Victim. Check it out.
Oh, man.
Let's get it.
AllInRadio.com. Yo, begging the stars when I fall that they catch me. High as a kite, just avoiding some pressure. Evil is real in this world, it's impressive. Love in my heart, it gets hard to express it. Hate tries to push us in different directions. Don't like the course, I be trying to correct it. Looking for dots, always trying to connect them. But looking too deep leaves your mind disconnected. My soul is directed to glow, giving directions on where it should go. Look at the lessons we learn from deceptions and all of this extra shit done just for show. All of these likes, I don't even know you. All these conversations, we don't even know truth. All of times that we think we living on the brink, then reality sets in and we always get through. What you gonna do when it comes for you? I ain't talking about the reaper, but the paranoia creeping and seeping into your mind. You no longer believe in the sunshine. When it does peek through, it's burning your eyes. Why does this life matter? We try to defy gravity, flying up high rapidly, getting too high casually, living to get a salary. Money becomes a battery. Don't think humanity has its eyes on a prize, but so what? Shit gets so tough. I have to win, and that's for sure enough. I was a kid, but now I'm grown up. What I used to think is all but blown up. Used to be concerned with blocks to throw up. Used to be concerned with vodka to throw up. Used to be obsessed with girls to show up. But I am still obsessed with tearing these shows up. I'm turning my nose up to the bullshit, dog. This ain't a fairy tale, it's a bullshit frog. But I ain't giving no kisses, I ain't been granting no wishes. I am just trying not to lose it, dog. See, this life is abusive, dog. My great-great-granddaddy treated like a dog. Images of my granny attacked by a dog. Brothers behind bars for mistreating a dog while I'm chewing on a hamburger. And they still call me lazy when I am working. Cops see me hands up, put them hands further. If I'm lucky, then I can avoid a damn murder.
Murder, murder.
I'm just trying to tame the lion. My mane is itching, my veins is pumping, the blood is rushing. Please don't touch me, cause anything can start my ignition. And I'm looking like Ferguson. Hurt as shit, burning shit, turning quick from civilized to fuck you. Give me my civil rights. I wonder if it'll be worth it then. Huh? Then I'm looking like Ferguson. Hurt as shit, burning shit, turning quick from civilized to fuck you. Give me my civil rights. I wonder if it'll be worth it then.
Will it be worth it then? Huh? The thoughts of a victim. Fuck the system. I ain't trying to be a victim.
Right. Much love. Burns on the one.
Hi.
That's what's going on, bro.
He said they put my homie in a jail for beating on a dog, but I'm sitting here eating a hamburger. Bro.
I was slick.
That was very slick.
Hey, bro.
That shit's still the same today when it was when I wrote it a couple years ago.
Bro, you smoking shit, huh? You a smoker, huh?
You a smoker, huh?
I just found out,
Freedom League, bro.
We put you on the Freedom League. I ain't even know.
Oh, I'm all about
man.
It.
I ain't even know, bro. Last time you ain't seen me no music or nothing?
I don't think I did.
No wings,
dude. I think we was just chopping it up, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. We probably was like tapping.
That's
tap
what
in.
I'm saying. I don't like sleeping, bruh. I don't like sleeping, bruh. Damn.
You was nervous that day, bro. We gave a whole speech and everything in front of people. You feel me? We were at City Hall.
You was doing some dumb shit.
It was, you know, it's understandable. Now we back.
We good. I'm saying I'm good. Damn, bruh. Hey, that's good shit, bruh. Hey, you got bars, bruh. And you talking about some real shit.
So we gonna do a Freedom League album?
Oh yeah, come on, man! That's another project.
Man,
y'all heard it here first. Yeah. Y'all heard it here first.
Freedom League album coming up soon. Damn. So talking about coming up soon, tell us, KB, what you got coming up? What's going on
with
your artistry?
I got a whole lot of stuff going down. So my artistry is really just engaging in life for the most part. I do music, but I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm working with a business partner, setting up a business. Also, community leader, so I'm active. I'm out there. I'm always at least talking to people. I play a lot of advisory roles. Like, I'm an alumni board from my fraternity in San Jose. So, like, I do a lot of different things. So, I'm always, like, all over the place, ripping and running.
Coming up, what you asking about.
I actually got this album that I'm working on right now. I haven't dropped the album in a while, but this one kind of just hit me like a wave of inspiration with everything that's going on. It's going to be called Black Wall Street. And the title, the first song I'm going to release from it is called Black Wall Street. I gave Snowy a peek of it the other day.
It's fire, you guys. I'm really thinking it's
kind of like that level of what you just heard, but like just way deeper and crazier. And like, it's just crazy, man. It's like I'm trying to change some souls. I'm trying to shake up some visions a little bit. Bring back the ancestors a little bit. Like, I'm putting in a lot of work on this album. So I'm excited for it. But look out for that. Freedom League album coming soon.
Bro, where you from, bro?
You feel me? I'm from right here, from the town.
You from the town? No wonder.
Oh,
you from that place? You from that place? You talking about where it goes down?
Where it goes down. Where people go dum-dum-dum-dum.
What I love about the town is like, even growing up here, it's all gentrifying and everything. Now, it's still a town, though. Don't get me wrong. It's still like all kind of town business going on.
Right.
But even back then, it's just hella different kinds of people, even if it's just hella black people or hella Mexican people, Latino people. It's like hella different types of people, different types of energies, you know what I'm saying, all across the spectrum. And we always had that revolutionary spirit, that militant spirit that was born in the 60s with the Panthers.
The Panthers,
and that shit, you know, that shit been a hallmark of this city ever since, you know what I'm saying? So I still love it here.
Yeah.
And, man, shit, I don't know if I'm ever leaving this motherfucker.
Yeah, Oakland's a beautiful place, man.
It's too dope.
Yeah, like, I remember someone asked me, or I seen something on the internet, and it was like, if you, like, had a choice to live somewhere else, where would you live? I'm just like, damn, man. Like, as much as I do want to live somewhere else, it's nothing like the Bay, man.
It ain't nothing like
it. Ain't nothing.
I've been a few places. Barcelona was dope, but the Bay is the Bay.
It didn't sound that dope.
Yeah. Right. Everything else about man. It was dope except the racist
what's
people.
Your favorite,
but there's racist people everywhere,
right?
You can't get away from them all.
What's your favorite view in Oakland?
My favorite view. Ugh. My favorite view is probably going, if you're up on Lincoln Avenue after Fruitvale turns into Lincoln, going up the hill right by the old Mormon temple.
Uh-huh.
Up on the hill.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's this little curve right there that when you sit there, you can see downtown Oakland, all of East Oakland, plus San Francisco, all the bridges right there. That's one of the hardest views in the town for sure.
My grandma used to sing there.
I know what you're talking about.
Is that what?
What's your favorite view?
At that temple?
Yeah.
My grandma used to sing there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's dope.
No, they got a dope museum there.
I used to think that was Disneyland when I was
me
a
too.
Kid.
Me
right?
too.
Like everybody
you ain't really from Oakland if you never thought that was it. Your parents didn't tell you that.
Hey, I used to be on the freeway. I used to be on the freeway looking out like you know, like 11.
Because it looked like you do on TV.
Yeah.
You know, like on the movies,
yeah, like, dude.
Bruh, 8 years old, looking out the window, like, just looking
it's
at it.
It's not that far.
Like, man.
My mama
like, that's crazy. Like, I want to go there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
That was helpful for me.
Man. What's your favorite view,
that
Brady?
Is a real town thing, though, because everybody from the town always
hell
say
yeah. My favorite view of what, the town? All right, a spot in the town? It's just really like high places, you know. I would say is I don't even know if this is in the town, but it's a good view, and that's Grizzly Peaks.
Oh, it's not, but it counts. Kind
yeah,
of,
it counts.
Everybody, it's part of you know these imaginary borders were created by colonialists.
But and then there's I think Treasure Island.
Treasure Island's dope.
Treasure Island is dope.
You know. Yeah, we just went out and shot a music video out there for Homegirl vs. Soul.
Oh, vs. Soul?
If you ever need a tour of the best views, just hit up freedomleague.com.
Freedom League, for real, man.
Yeah.
FreedomLeague@gmail.com.
I love the view at Mary College.
We should start doing. We should start doing everything.
Mary College view is dope. That's like it's a super, like one of the nicest views.
We just got to hit all these views.
Man! Look, bruh, you know what would be tight? And I'm going to put this idea out there, you know? If anybody hears
just
it and whatever, just take it. It's cool. You
put it
feel me? For the people.
Yeah, it's for the people.
It's for the people.
That's why we here.
You can send a donation
a
to Freedom League.
A tour of the views of the Bay. Yeah. A tour of the views of the Bay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But keep it like organic. You feel me?
Right.
Take care of the earth. Take care of all of that. Make sure that you feel me. You take people on walking tours of nice views and stuff too, so you don't fuck up our ecosystem and the way that we got things going on over here.
That's dope.
But a tour of man, never mind, y'all. Freedom League. We taking that copyright. Freedom League can make it happen.
We telling y'all.
No, we telling y'all.
We ain't giving it to y'all. No,
we telling y'all.
No, when you said, are you throwing an idea
check,
out there? No, I thought you throwing the idea within a circle, like within like.
Yeah, it's within us. That's what I meant. Like
so
for
not,
real.
For, not technically for y'all.
Coming soon,
y'all. You know what I'm saying? Whoever want to come out here and enjoy, you know what I'm saying, the California
COVID
weather.
Once COVID-19 is over.
Yeah. So once it's know, over, yep, good.
You know, we got to stay
it's
safe.
Is COVID-19, is it almost over?
I mean, man, I got a lot of mixed emotions.
I don't think it's almost over, but the question is, how long people going to... How long people gonna give a fuck?
They don't, right. bro. They don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what they already starting to lose it right now.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay, like, you know how, you know, when COVID-19 hit, boom, we were on that stay home, you know what I'm saying? That quarantine.
Right. That was something new, you know what I'm saying? Get to know yourself a little bit. Watch some movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
man, I was not tripping.
Get some unemployment.
I was not tripping, but it's the understanding. Okay, first when it hit, I'm like, damn, because it's like, when they say it's a virus, you know what I'm saying? And then,
yeah, you think it's going to be zombie level?
I think I'm going to be dropping
in the streets, you don't know,
bro,
right?
I'm thinking my arm finna fall off. I'm finna just wake up my arm. Ah! It's on the, you know, it's on the, wake up my arm on the pillow. Right. Man, it's just right there. I'm like, damn, COVID. Right. You know what I'm saying? Arm fell off. You feel me? So that's how I was like, ah, man, you got to get nervous, you know what I'm saying? You think about the kids, you know, like, damn, that's about to go down. Man. But then they like, oh, they stay in the house, you know what I'm saying? They trying to tell you who it affect and stuff like that. I'm like, I mean, you know.
I don't know, bro. I might have start going up to the hospitals and see if they really at that max capacity that they talking about.
But no, that's what I'm saying as far as control. Like,
so you think? So what you mean though? You think is it? Wait.
Y'all
think it's going on? Or
Like, I think that COVID is a real thing. Yeah. I'm not saying no. What did you say? I'm giving a disclaimer here. Right. I'm not telling nobody to not wear their mask and not use hand sanitizer. You feel me? Right. Do that. Please be clean and wash your hands. Should have been doing that anyways.
Right.
But essentially what I think is like the more numbers of people, because essentially in America, people are the economy, right?
Right.
The more students that you have in the classroom, the more money that the school will get. The more people that you have in a prison, the more money that the prison gets. Mm-hmm. The more people that you have in a hospital, the more money that the hospital will get. Now, if the hospitals are able to say, hey, I have a 50 patients here and nobody's really going in to check that there's 50 patients.
Right.
Well,
like, and I'm not saying this is a theory. I'm just saying, like,
if
you know,
throwing all the theories out, let's throw them out. You know what I'm saying? Let's throw them out. Okay, so, all right, so we have COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
made in a lab in China.
So we have, and we have, we have these police brutality.
I think
you know what I'm saying? Okay, we gotta look at Target. We gotta look at targets. All right. If we're being targeted, boom, we're being targeted. If that's the case, all right, what happens when we're being targeted? Social media, phones out, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's like marketing.
What if it's just people like wanting more to do? Like,
no,
like, not
I'm
that. And I'm not saying like it's that it's like it's not real, or like, you know, everything that's happening is not real, but it's like. Like you said, like, it's a form of control. Like, there was already control. They already had control. So it's like,
they want more control. So you have COVID-19. Look, you have George Floyd. George Floyd got killed. What happened? Everybody around the world protested.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck about COVID-19?
Nobody cared.
Okay, but guess what? We're controlled. Nobody don't care, but people don't care that we're being controlled. You're not in control.
You mean, what you mean? What about it? Like,
so you mean that everything was a setup? You're saying everything, including George Floyd and the protests and everything?
I'm saying, okay, when COVID-19 happened, they said, stay your ass in the house. They were enforcing it.
Remember something, it takes, the doctor said it take 2 weeks for it to really set in and start showing.
Right.
And then about 2 weeks later, from when all this stuff's popping off, all the numbers are spiking up all over the United States right now.
Right.
So it's like, it doesn't happen like you catch it.
Real quick.
Uh-huh. Only reason I'm on kind of, I think it's real, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. I think it can be dangerous if you're the wrong person to catch it. I think it's generally not going to kill you, right? But I do know someone who lost her mother to it a couple months ago.
Right.
Through the whole thing. First she was sick, then she thought she was getting better, then she relapsed, had the ventilators, whole thing.
Right.
She didn't make it.
Right.
Also had another friend whose father was hospitalized for about a month or so.
Right.
With no contact or anything like that. Family's like, you know, stressing out, going crazy, all these kind of things, right? So it ain't like it ain't affecting nobody. Right? I wanna keep that in mind and mean that. But because like everyone can imagine that maybe that's me, or they don't want that to be them, it does cause like a widespread fear and panic, right? And the way that, you know, but it's like because I also got a cousin who's in the works in the hospitals now, and it's like, you know, also another friend who works in the hospitals now. I'm like, they see this stuff like on a daily basis, right? And it pisses them off that people have these kind of conversations, like, oh, if it ain't real or something like that, right?
No, I'm not. It's not saying that it's real. So like it's a real thing. My god, that he was sick for a couple weeks too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a real thing.
I'm not saying that's not real either.
My thing is like,
but how real is it?
Yeah, like at what extreme? Like, right? at what extreme is it? You know?
That's the real question. Yeah. We can't really know that, right?
But no, but look what's happening. Can we know? Look what's happening. We was just about to open up. Now we're not opening. They're shutting shit back down because of all this rises. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think, really think about it.
Well, everybody was all outside at the same time.
Why? Because protesting, protesting, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was protesting.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes, so when that happened, were they enforcing you sitting in the house down? That's not. So if people are really
controlled. They were trying to. That's why they were doing the curfew and all that.
At the end of the day, we protested
the curfew.
At the end of the day, if enough people storm the streets over a protest of being stuck at home, they will let you out for that too. Because at the end of the day, the police or the system and whatever controls they want to put can't overwhelm just an overwhelming number of people.
Right.
But people wasn't mad enough about the COVID thing to be protesting in the streets about it. Right?
Exactly.
But the George Floyd thing, we saw that. The whole world seen that.
What I'm saying is allegedly, and what if? I always throw what ifs out there. So I'm like, all right, so what if it was about control? You know what I'm saying? And then because of all the protesting, they say, oh, damn, that's dope. They thinking like this. Okay, let them protest because that's gonna spike up the COVID.
Yeah, man, it could be that too.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting. So if I'm getting that, so it's like, and it's like change.
But they wasn't gonna stop. I mean, you're not gonna be able to stop people when they really want to protest.
I'm not saying they're gonna stop it. I know what I'm saying. They want that to happen.
Sometimes I feel like it ain't that they have this super evil diabolical plan, right? That's there are evil diabolical plans out up there,
right?
But I don't think each and every individual is necessarily engaged in it. But what happens is people are opportunistic, right?
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing is they're taking advantage of these things.
That's what I'm saying too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of it is natural. Some of it is natural. Like the spread of the virus is like a natural thing. But some of this shit ain't natural, like the way they're covering it, the way they're kind of moving the economy around and shifting it around. So I think people like to think it's like an either-or thing happening, right? When you really got to realize that more than one thing is happening at the same time. There's probably about 17 different things happening right now. That's restructuring American economy, restructuring the cultural society, all this stuff going on while everybody supposedly sitting at home or supposed to be sitting at home.
Right.
It's a lot more than meets the eye to it. You know,
I'm gonna throw another one out there. What about mandatory vaccine?
I don't know if that would be a thing in America. Mandatory for kids to go to school.
Which is really where it starts.
Yeah.
And if your kid getting it, you know what I'm saying?
So if all these spikes,
have you guys heard of determinism?
Determinism.
Yeah. So there's a question of determinism over free will, right?
Right.
And so if you think of like if vaccines is the way that they control us since we are kids, do we have any free will, right? So determinism is the doctrine that all events, including human action, are ultimately determined by causes external to the will. Some philosophers have taken determinism to apply that individual human beings have no free will and cannot be held morally responsible for their actions.
How convenient, huh?
So if you feel that you've been controlled by the system or controlled by these vaccines or this biological warfare and everything and the oppression, that is like basically saying you're giving up your free will in a way because your mind is made up of everything else and your actions and the choices that you make are based on that and not the things that you
Well, it's, you. And in America, control is not usually literal control like slavery was. It's usually like influence, right?
Yeah.
It's psychological, like mind games and mind tricks. Right?
Like I told you, it's a psychological warfare. Right.
So what? So in a yes or no answer?
No.
Determination versus free will.
No, because that's why we're here.
I say free will. Like, I mean, there's only so many different things you can do. And you're born and then you die, right? So those things you can't change. But what you do, you're reacting to your environment, but at the same time, you still got the choice of how to react to it. So I say free will, for sure.
Do you feel like people have their choice of how to react to it? Because when a baby,
they have a
when a baby is a baby and you smack it, the baby's going to cry.
Yeah. And there's instincts, there's certain instincts that you have, right? But it's our actions as a world or as a human race or whatever,
right?
That is what makes the
difference. I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here,
eat, drink, procreate. That's all we do.
So like, in saying like, you know, determination over free will is like basically like, you know, saying you're built by your experiences and the choices that you're making are based off on that, right? And isn't that what we do? And even in deprogramming, we choose, we do choose to see different information, but we're still being, we're being taking all this information in, and it's whether it's new or old information, it's making us change our actions and stuff.
Well, that's adaptation.
But isn't that determination as well?
In a way, not, right? Because it's like, you know, with free will, you don't have unlimited options, right? You might have free will, but that don't mean you can jump off the skyscraper and fly because you got free will, right?
Right.
You got a limited set of options that you got to work with.
Right.
And whatever environment you're in is going to present you with that limited set of options, but you still have the option to choose out of those options.
Right.
But and is that free will? Because you're just giving options.
So what
and
is
you gotta
free will?
You got to take what you're getting, right? So what is free will?
Only God has free will.
Yeah, exactly. So there's really no free will. It's still, you know what I'm saying, like using your environment, using your resources.
Right.
You gotta use your environment, you know, but it's up to you. It always starts with you.
I think any species has limited options on what they can do, right?
Like every species.
We can't live in the ocean, you know. So we can live on a boat in the ocean.
Hey, you know what I heard though?
You know what I'm saying?
I heard that if a baby, this is what I heard, allegedly. I heard if a baby is born underwater,
it can swim.
It can stay there.
Oh, it can live there.
It can live there.
Like a fish?
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't want to try that, please.
If you never breathe air.
But I don't know. I don't know that because, look, the womb.
Bro, nah, it's this girl. It's this girl on it's this girl on TikTok, bro.
Would you like to be the new co-host? I'm gonna send it to you.
She always just sent. Remember, I told you.
I can believe that because a woman
is made up of water, right?
But you know that the placenta.
Yeah, I know that. I know
like
that.
I said allegedly, but
you don't have to believe this shit. I just threw it out there, bro. I'm not up here just saying, it's a real aerial.
Don't try this at home.
But if you put a baby in water, it'll swim.
Yeah, but I'm
a baby will swim.
I just threw it out there. Yeah, I'm just saying. Let's use our heads.
I actually never even heard that.
Let's use our heads. You know what I'm saying? Anything's possible.
I'd like to see it.
Anything's possible. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't no Discovery Channel.
Yeah, but then it's like, but I think, you know what I'm saying? I think if that was the case, it would be like, oh, the baby isn't supposed to breathe air. You know what I'm saying? It just stays in the water. It's like you raising a baby in a fish tank. You're raising your baby in an aquarium. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there go Billy right there. Billy, bloop, bloop. the whole time, bro. You ain't never left. The sea lions and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dude. That's hella funny, bro. But I think that this is a lot to take in.
See, we have some crazy times, right? Like we living in chaos theory right now, right? Like nobody knows what's true because we literally live in a time where damn near anything can be true,
right?
And anything can
That's
be false.
That's why they said
right?
2020 vision,
so we don't
bro.
Know. So we don't.
Right,
right?
It's the Matrix.
it's like this is the year where people are going to actually realize that. You can't just believe anything.
All right, guys. I have one last question before we close our Humble Ass Podcast.
We're running low on time. We was just getting into
it. We was just about to smoke their boots.
Oh, we can keep going. Oh, we going in today.
For real, we might want to slap some. Yeah, that's a blessing.
We just got blessed.
That's a blessing. Talk y'all ears off, man. We got shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody come in.
So do you like your pizza with crust or without crust?
I always catch myself.
Whoever answers that without crust. You ever got that answer?
No, I always catch myself just eating my pizza and then throwing away the crust.
Throwing it away.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those.
No, but if I'm like,
I eat it like halfway, then I think I about, do I really want to keep going?
But
with
then
the crust.
I do be like hella hungry sometimes though. So I
start with the crust a lot of times.
Oh, what happened to that cheese?
Oh, you go backwards?
Yeah.
What happened to the stuffed crust?
They still out there. I think Pizza Hut or some one of them still do it.
They doing the deliveries and stuff, man.
Take some payment. But,
what's your position on the death penalty?
On the death penalty?
I mean, usually I'm not for it unless it's like something too crazy. Then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You got real life serial killers out there, you
right.
know?
Yeah, out there doing. Yeah. Didn't they just talk about one that was in the news the other day? He finally confessed or got caught. He killed like 13
damn,
13 women.
See, and it's like, bro, he could get it.
Yeah.
Like I remember having this debate. In high school, and it was like, and like my whole position on things are like just completely shifted and twisted, right? Like when I think of somebody that's cold-bloodedly murdered 13 people,
right?
It's like you don't deserve to be on earth. But at the same time, it's like it's an easy way out,
right?
It's an easy way out, right?
So it's like if
that person is, you know, jailed for however many years and forced to sit there and think about whatever, you know, it's kind of like a bigger torture. I don't know, maybe their minds don't care, a bigger torture than the death penalty.
But it's like, you know, I wouldn't want to be a judge to sentence somebody to it, because I feel like only God can sentence a man to life or death. But you know,
like
if it's out of my hands, whatever happens. I feel like it'll work itself out. Right. But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be upset about
it. So, like,
it.
This guy that he was a suspect for Vanessa Guillen's murder, right? She was the soldier that was found.
How you say that name?
Vanessa Guillen.
Vanessa Guillen.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vanessa Guillen.
And they found her in a ditch along with somebody else's remains.
Yeah, I heard somebody and
the man who's being investigated ran away and shot himself in the head.
But you know what? It always seems it's like something like that. All right, man. Like we were talking about, like, oh, we don't want to think that, you know, everyone's on some evil plots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
some people are really evil.
Why do we really? It always come down to like, oh, someone kills somebody, they get away, and then they kill themselves. Somebody kills somebody, they get away, and they kill themselves.
And then this person is in the military.
What y'all think about fake news? What y'all think about fake news?
I think it's hard to know what's fake news and what's
crisis
not.
Crisis actors.
Yeah, I seen it.
All that, like that, like, what if that was that case where, oh,
I mean, stuff is being photoshopped. You feel me? And this is a big reason too why people don't believe the things that they're being seen. And like we have, and even with COVID, like we have this half of our society that's like super afraid. You know, like they're not even coming out their house. Like all this stuff, and we have this other spectrum of people that are like, This ain't shit. Fuck it, like whatever.
I think the Karens don't know the struggle, bro.
But it's not even the Karens that be locked up in their house. You feel me? Like it's a lot of different kinds of people, and it's mostly the elderly, whether they're living in party gritty or not.
So if all these things are happening,
hey, my grandpa chilling, bro.
If we,
my grandpa chill, like my grandpa was at work, right? He like my grandpa like 80, 84 or whatever. He's already been retired army. You know what I'm saying? He's to be a postal police. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Retired there too. But he just loved working. So he was working at the car rental place, Avis Car Rental, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, he's, you know, he can be affected or whatever, you know, they ain't laying him off again. Was that furlough or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, my grandpa ain't never been on Facebook. This nigga been on Facebook ever since. He been in the house. Just on Facebook. What you doing? I just been on Facebook. I just post things I like. You know, post things I see. You know, I see you on there.
Hey, He caught up with it, man. That's dope.
My grandpa just be chilling. He just chilling, you know. So it's like,
man, on the other spectrum, like my daughter's grandma, she be tripping
for real.
Like, and then she still got her mom, so my daughter's great grandma, and like she's like 90 something already, I think. And they're like, stay in the house. Like, when I come over, like, I'm not even like, I'm away from everybody and all that stuff, you know. Like, and we have those spectrum of people that feel like it's irresponsible of us to even be outside.
Yeah.
If you got a 90-year-old in there.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. Like, I feel that. I feel that most definitely. But it's just like the misconnection, you know, like the times that we're missing with our families and within our community. And I think that's the biggest thing that is being damaged right now is the connection within our families, you know, and generation wise. Like, you know, we're not around our grandmas telling us stories and stuff, you know.
The older generation is definitely more secluded right now, for sure.
Do we ever, like, think about, like, the future as far as, like, 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
What do you see your life be like in 10 years?
Like, Fifth Element.
Man, I got to take it day by day.
You know, I'm just saying, like, that's
big
how...
Big time and making an impact.
I think that's how you get more of an understanding.
Are you here for a long time or are you here for a good time?
I'm here for a long time. If we got children,
longevity to the
you
destiny.
Know what I'm saying? Because look, I think that's kind of selfish that we don't think about the future if we have kids.
Right.
Because my son's going to be my age one day.
Yeah, but the thing is like, you can't predict the future.
No, you can't predict
it. If you focus, you focus on what I do is I focus on a direction that I want things to go,
right?
What I think is a better direction, and I just keep pushing towards it. But if you only focus on the future, not knowing what it's going to look like, you know, you're going to miss out on the moments that are here too. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I'm not saying the stress off of it. I'm just saying that, guess what?
Right.
There are people who spend their whole lives, who spend their whole career trying to figure out what the future is going to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, just like I'm saying, like just imagine yourself in their shoes right now. They're thinking 100
bruh,
years from now. They're thinking
got,
500 years from now.
We got commercial spaceships, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
I swear, what did we say? Like, in the next, like, 10 years, it'll be possible to pay.
That's already possible.
Yeah,
SpaceX.
That's already possible.
I'm saying, like, why we can't just incorporate those thoughts as far as, like,
I think you can, but you gotta think about it, right? There's people who spend their careers thinking about the future from a particular lens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
scientists.
Like, technology, right?
Yeah, technology.
Or
all
you
that.
Have like government, right? Yeah. Or you have just different entities that are in control of things.
Right.
They think that way, but like for one individual to think that way, if you don't have like enough knowledge about all those things, then it's hard to really put together a whole cohesive
and that's
that you can plan
and that's,
for. You need a lot of studying. You need a lot
but
of
I'm
education.
Talking about the most beautiful
learning.
Thing about it in general is the idea. I mean, people don't even have the idea. Or, you know what I'm saying? Don't even want to think about it.
So, they're just stuck in the present and don't even think
about
it.
Yeah, don't even think
about
the
future
at all. Yeah, exactly.
So I overheard this conversation.
Future scares some people.
A couple weeks ago, right, about this organization that was going to bring an artist to come out and speak to some kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing this chick who, she's a dope artist. You feel me? I fuck with her music and everything. But
you don't throw her out there?
I don't want to throw it out there.
Shout out, whoever you are.
Throw
it
out
you
there,
know,
man.
You feel me?
Nah.
So
good energy coming your way.
I don't want to throw it. I mean, so they want to bring Saweetie to come and talk to the kids. But she's hella dope, right?
Yeah,
I fuck with her. Like, she's tight and everything,
dope,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
But I have a 7-year-old daughter that if she, like, comes up and talks to her, my daughter's going to Google her and see her twerking on top of a basketball hoop.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Talking about that's my type. That's my type.
Pandora,
like, that's
Pandora's
not...
box been
you
open
feel
on
me?
That
like,
one.
I'm like, it's so much that it's like, the that's... Like, my daughter's going to be like, oh, I want to be like her.
Instead
of thinking, like, what if I was a doctor or an astronaut or something? Because this is the person's and the image that we're presenting to our kids.
Well, that's the parents. You know what?
And it is the parents. It is the parents and what you allow your kids to see. But it is also the mass media and the way that our system and our education is, you know?
We always have to be there for our
definitely,
children.
Definitely.
Because
but it's like, look at the way that the system is, bro. We put our kids in preschool.
Right.
Then they go into elementary school. They're in school from 8 in the morning to 3 p.m. Then they are in after school programs. If you're a parent that works all day or whatever, you're going to have them in school till like 6 o'clock. And then they come home. You're hella tired because you've been working all day. Whatever. They got their homework to do. They got these phones now that they could literally see everything in. Right. And you worried about all this other stuff. You feel me? So,
oh my God.
Exactly. It's understanding. So it's like, the fact that the only way to really bring unity and everything is understanding and the media to take responsibility into it too. You feel me? And unless we're going to really censor things, like as far as the kids, because this is, they're seeing everything. And the parents can do, and they're not. They're not, you know, and the parents can do so much.
They're owned by corporations.
And then the thing is, like, once a kid is out of elementary school, you know, you're going to middle school, you're going to high school, you start going out and hanging out with your friends, doing your thing. You feel me? What your parents say don't matter to you.
No, it's very delicate. Like, you have to be delicate with it, because if you be too stern, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got rebelliousness. Because if you don't show her, somebody will. You know what I'm saying? So it's like having them conversations.
But like what I'm saying is like a parent that is working two jobs, especially right now, okay, people are 3 months behind the rent.
Right.
Like people are struggling to survive. You feel me? The ones that are being influenced the most right now is the kids.
Right.
You feel me? Right now they're on TikTok all day.
Right.
They're on Instagram all day. They're in quarantine. You feel me? They're watching everything. You feel me? So it's like taking accountability for that. And artists put out as much conscious and dope music, possible.
It's like having that concern as a parent.
Well, the American media made a deal with the devil a long time ago.
God is money.
Order to get up, because you got to do certain things. I mean, you know, sex and violence.
There's kids in cages. They lost how many kids that they can't even account for now?
We already made that deal a long time ago. So it's not about, you can't really put that genie back in the box. What you got to do is make sure your kids have the right values.
Yeah.
And understand
change and really like doing things for the people and change and like for real, like I feel like there is something that we do need to talk about too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because it's a reality and we could do and break our backs and sit here and like break our heads and come up with different programs and come up with different things and everything. But as long as we let the media do what it's been doing, then ain't shit that we do gonna matter.
Well,
because at the end of the day, yes, America did make that deal with the devil. And you feel me? And we have a saying in Spanish, like, el diablo sabe más por viejo que por diablo. Mm. Which means the devil knows more because he's old than because he's a devil. You feel me? He know, like, so all this shit that we're talking about has been talked about before. You feel me?
No, I'm trying to figure out what's not going to matter. What do you mean what's not going to matter?
Like, the things that we do and the programs that we implement as far as, like, trying to do stuff for the people and everything, it's going to matter to an extent, right? But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, creating concrete change where we can say, oh, the world is at peace.
Well,
it's not gonna happen.
No, you gotta run with this shit.
You gotta change.
I mean, I'm saying that.
What do you mean the world's not gonna change?
If we keep allowing the media be what it is, which is over sexualized media,
we can't beat
which
the
is
media.
Over,
you can't beat the media.
Hold on. Let me ask y'all something. Follow me. What do you think, like, when you say the media, what is the media? Like, define
it. I mean, like music in a sense, right? Music, TV shows, YouTube, Instagram, all of that.
Any
stimulus that a child can intake that will generate some kind of impression.
Okay, so that's what your definition of the media is, right? And you're saying that's what's over-sexualized and all these different things. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't change, then all the work we do is eventually not going to matter that much, because the media is still going to be promoting that kind of stuff.
Right.
And getting people to change back to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so... So when you say the media is, Freddie, when you say that the media is trying to control things, right, what do you actually mean by that? When you say they're trying to control things, right? Because supposedly, and there's a difference between the news and TV.
It's supposed to be a difference.
What do you mean by when the media controls? Are you talking about the news? Are you talking
about
movies?
The media controls the news right now.
It's See, this is the thing, you know. I mean, we can really fucking talk about it. It's natural. It's nature. Mm-hmm. It's nature. Mm-hmm. Sex and all is nature. How you think you were here? Mm-hmm. It's life. Life is nature.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we, as human beings, created all of this mm-hmm. naturally. It's mm-hmm. nature. There's really no boundaries. It's what we come up with in our heads to have more understanding. You know, because if we have more understanding, if we gain this knowledge.
So you think whatever we created because it's natural.
It's natural. Yeah, it's natural. Okay. Like, because if it's not, how is it natural? How isn't it natural? We have the sun. Uh-huh. We have the sun.
I don't agree with you because no. You're saying everything we created is natural.
It happened. It's already
right?
happened.
Right, it happened.
I'm saying, okay. I'm saying the fact that we created it is
if it's not natural, then if it wasn't natural, it's here. It's already here. It's creation.
Uh-huh.
Everything was created. Okay. Who created the sun?
Don't tell me that.
Who created the sun? Tell me.
God.
Okay, if God created the sun.
The Big Bang.
Okay, of all that, because you're going to have people who uh-huh. you're going to have people who are going to challenge that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But the sun is the sun. If I was going to challenge that and say there's no God, then there's the sun. And because there's the sun is perfectly from, you know, planet Earth and all is created, guess what? It created naturally.
Right.
So all this happened naturally. It's just happening. It's just happening.
So do you think... Hold on.
Okay.
So, because I want to have him finish the point. Real quick. When you saying that the media is controlling us though, like when you say that, what's the picture you have in your head, or what's the idea of what does that really mean, right?
I'm not saying the media control. I'm saying that it's all about control. Because we have this. We have all this going on, right? We have all this going on as far as control.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the government and all that. But how are we controlling ourselves? Because that's how we can deal with it better. Uh-huh. If you start with us first. If we control ourselves. Because the understanding. Yeah. Because I'm not going to go up out here and try to fight against everyone that's controlling. I'm going to fucking lose. I'm going to lose.
But right, you ain't got the juice, bro?
Yeah, but no. I do have the juice. The juice is to get understanding.
That's called a suicide.
Yeah, the juice is to get understanding and knowledge. Because guess what? Guess what we have? We have our children. So whatever we're learning, whatever we understand, we got to say, hey, listen. You know what I'm saying? Your daughter. Listen, son, this is what's going on. This is how it is. I'm here for you. I'm rock. Whatever you need.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's helping them understand. If you're not going to show it to them, somebody else will.
And that's what I'm saying, right? And I'm trying to... Okay. And even having that relationship is a privilege to some people, right? Because, like, I'm thinking of you know, a situation where a parent is not able to do that in a mental way, like mentally or physically, you know? So in that sense, where does the responsibility fall?
Is it
the parent or is it determinism?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because that parent is not able to do.
So is it determinism or free will that the child takes a certain route? Because at that point,
the
his environment.
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, like his environment isn't allowing him to
parent,
go to a certain space.
The
right?
child's got to be your child. Then, in the middle of
but
the
when
two.
You look at the outer world, right? The things right. that stimulate
most
a person.
Ain't either or,
you know,
right?
like, and most things, honestly, like, and I'm not saying, like, music is a freedom of expression, right? It's a freedom to say you're struggling, what you've been through, and all of that. All I'm saying is that there's certain things that shouldn't get to a child's ears, but they do because everything is so massively put out.
You know why? Because, you know, it's always going to be levels. It's levels to it, you know. It's always gonna be levels. It's understanding in levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son. I throw in a rap song for my son. He know every single lyric, but he knows not to cuss, and he will rap it all the way through without saying the cuss word.
And that's because he got you. You feel me?
Right. But
and there's kids that grow up literally looking up to somebody on the corner,
right.
slapping whatever, because and they feel that music because they see where they're being fed
but
from.
That's what
and
I'm telling
all of that.
You that's
know,
what I'm telling
like,
you.
As
what
far
you're
as
saying,
it's a cycle.
Turn off those damn hip hop videos.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. As far as
in a sense, I mean, not you feel right. me. I'm not saying all hip hop and all rap is bad or nothing sure. like that, and I'm not saying all country and little pop music is good either.
Ain't nothing
you feel
perfect.
Me? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like, and I'm not. Trying to like you feel me? Yeah. But, you know, I know that I don't have super popular opinions all the time.
Right.
But, like, there should be some kind of censorship for our kids. You feel me? Like, there should be. Because if the cycle will keep repeating. You
but,
feel me?
But
like,
when, you, it when will, you start talking about censorship, right? First you start, okay, so what are you censoring? The people who get to censor it get to choose what censor, right? So you want it for the censor of cuss words and the censor of certain, like, I don't know, half-naked women or twerking or whatever it is, right? You want to censor
and it's
that,
like,
but who's
so
to
there's,
stop,
there's
but who's
already
to stop them from censoring things that they do need to see?
Well,
you know
and
what
that's
I mean?
Where, that's, and that's where, look, like, that's where we have to, like, this is where we come in as a community and organizing together to get into these places where we make the choices and understanding the importance of our history, and we regain our history and our culture and pass that down to our kids. You feel me?
Yeah, but look, it's
but it see so should. If we don't want that responsibility, then we have to be okay with what's happened.
Right.
And I think that is why we're where we are, is because most people have given up responsibility to the system.
And it's
they're like,
like,
I can't change it, what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Like,
whatever. They just give it up. They give up their power. With essentially
so what determinism, so determinism or free will? You determine that the system can be changed, so you don't do shit.
Those are the extremes of the two, and everybody is somewhere on a sliding scale.
You know what we can do? You know what we can do? We can do what we can. It's all about, because it's nature. We do what we can. True. People, everyone don't have the same thought. Everyone's raised different.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you know why people have personalities and behaviors? Because how they was brought up. You know? And that's just it because that's Nate. We're talking about human beings. I said human beings versus every. And
there's a song, and I think it's Lupe Fiasco, or it might be Kendrick, where he talks about the televisions that raised him.
You feel me?
And like a lot of our people,
I watch a
like,
ton of TV.
You feel me? Like television raised me. You feel me for real? Television raised my
remember
siblings.
I used to
you feel me?
See what time of day it was by what show was coming.
Right, exactly. You feel me? So we like really, like that's where the control is coming from. It's like from the kids, like the way we grew up. Everything that we know now and everything we're doing is because like people and artists in our past and history.
But
we're bringing that awareness.
It's changing. It's still changing. All the methods is all changing.
I just want it now.
Yeah.
Well, what is someone to do then, Snowy, when they agree with you and they want to do something about this?
Tap in with me at on Instagram or all of that, Snowy G S N O W Y G E E _, and we can, you feel me, start to do something.
It's all about presence. It's about being there, because you have this young person growing up, you know, they have all these influences. All right. Now let's say this person. Or this young person growing up have their parents. They have both their parents, and their parents. Even though their parents are working hella much or whatever, their parents are still making some type of effort.
Right.
They're texting them. They're sending them stuff. They're FaceTiming. Right. So say this young person sees something that they are interested in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Who are they gonna run to?
I love it, bro. I love it.
Who
but let me
to?
Tell you right now, I'm normally like I love to be positive and look at the bright side, but you're being a little too positive for me, all right? Because I'm looking at the opposite spectrum, right? Which is a big reality for people. Which is like, say an immigrant mother of some single kids comes over to this country to try to work, and she don't even speak English, so she has no connection to the school, which is like I think like 30% of Oakland.
Right.
You feel me? And then you have these other couples that like ended up having kids when they're teenagers. They don't know how to raise kids, and they're going through this COVID crisis and everything, and they don't know how to be patient with a kid at all because of what they've been programmed with. And then essentially you have these people that are being kicked out of their homes because they can't pay for rent. That's the reality, because we can, like, it's just, and all they're listening to is what the media is giving them, what the music they're hearing on the radio. They want to get distracted. They don't want to be hearing news all the time or nothing, so they turn on the radio. They turn on the TV. They watch a movie.
So who is
going to
be the influences? Who's going to be the influences?
It comes down to the artist.
Who's going to be the... Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
It comes down to the culture, you feel me? And that's what I'm saying. Like, we have to step up to that plate of responsibility and understand the influence that the culture has.
Well, you can't
about
do that.
Personal responsibility, like in the family, or
I'm talking about responsibility.
Viacom and
I'm talking about responsibility as a culture.
Well,
you feel me?
So at home, in the
not, I'm talking about like the music that we put out. I'm talking about the videos that we put out on social media. I'm talking about the things that are on TikTok. Well,
some people don't give a fuck about what you're
saying. That's what I'm saying. That's nothing
as a reality. That I'm saying. Okay, as a reality. If you want to make a difference, and you want to be a real leader, you can't just be positive because you got to create balance. You got to what comes with balance? Understanding. Because if I'm gonna step out here and be an artist, you know what I'm saying, or be an influence, and then someone comes to me, a young person, they come to me and they're asking questions or whatever, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna give them that type of balanced type of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and the type of understanding. We're saying, I can't censor it.
What I'm saying is, what is a 7-year-old girl gonna think when she's listening on the radio to, you know, you feel me? That's my type, a figure motherfucker, whatever.
I mean, half of it she won't even understand, you know, what it means.
No, but subliminally, you know, if you understand subliminally the way your brain works, they're listening to this shit.
And I
understand, you feel me, the thin lines, and I get it, you feel me? And it's like I said, it's an unpopular opinion.
Well, what's the opinion? The opinion is that we should do something about that.
If I'm telling you, you're going against nature. That's nature.
I don't think that's nature.
It happens. It's happening. Well, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be happening.
I think it's happening, but so is systematic oppression.
All of
it's
nature.
So is the fact. I don't know if that's...
I got to remember, too, though, that for every... Because you got to remember that all these things that we're talking about are really just tricks and ideas and people using smoke and mirrors and magic and advertising and all this different weird... stuff that man has to create to exert that level of control,
and to keep the cycle going, so
he has to use these programs and these tools and these vessels and influence and try to push. For every program there's a counter program, right? The more sophisticated the program, the more sophisticated the counter program needs to be. But for every program, there is a way that you can deprogram. And if you're sitting here and able to explain these programs, and you know what they're doing,
KB's also an engineer.
and you know what these programs are doing, then right now you're saying that you have the capacity to create the counter program so that you can try to counter program as many people as you can.
Okay.
But then,
yeah. What he said.
There you go.
But then there's also, and I'm trying to, like, have some type of point as far as this nature thing.
Right.
There's also evolution.
Yeah.
So okay, let's think about, like I said, about, let's think about this.
I think we might be going. All right, one thing.
Do you believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah.
If you believe in dinosaurs, then that's nature.
I get it, bro. And I think essentially, that's the point.
Like, these days,
evolution.
I believe in evolution, bro. I believe in science.
We got here for some reason.
Like, I get that point. You feel me? But like he said, I think as we're talking about nature and evolution, you feel me, and bringing it to that spectrum, then if we're able to see that the program that is working right now, that is in place right now, is not working, then we do have the nature within us to create the deprogram.
Exactly. So if we have media, so all right, now let's say allegedly, media is a tool to control, you know, that kids, kids,
it's a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool to control.
It's definitely a tool. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say if it was a tool control. And the people who are controlling it spent hundreds of years.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, and we are right in there. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
we need a highly sophisticated
program. It might
not even exist at this point.
Yeah, so that means we're far behind.
Come out the cave, y'all.
Right.
Whoever it is, you got
the ultimate counter program.
But you guys, now for real, Ridley Burns is telling us to wrap it up. We've been talking a lot. I thank you, KB, for coming through for the Humble Ass Podcast.
We had a real show. We had like a real podcast show where it's like, nigga, we ain't really have a limit.
Right.
No limit.
You know what I'm saying? No limit like Master P.
Shout out to Burns out there.
Shout out, Burns.
Hey, Burns, you might, you think you ain't cutting none of this, right? You gonna do the whole show?
The whole show.
Somebody gonna be like, damn, it's my birthday. We got a whole Humble Ass Podcast.
Pimp, pimp. Sick and tired of being tired. Can't pick a side, the Gemini. Prophesize if we live or not. Promise mama not to fit them by. Seen black turning burgundy. Honey double, I know I'm greedy. Stuck inside the belly of the beast. Can't you please pray for me?
Get God on the phone.
Said it won't be long. I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoams. My hood going brazen. Where did we go wrong? I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoam.
Get top on the phone.
Tell the squad, come on. We go ball again. Before he call us home. World is going brazen. Where did we go wrong? It's a tidal wave. It's a thunderdome.
Get God on the phone.
I just gotta raise.
I just gotta raise.
Spent it all on
I
me.
I spent it all on me.
Diamonds all of praise.
Diamonds all of praise.
And I'm bossing up.
And I'm bossing up.
Bitch, get out the way.
Bitch, get out the way.
I'm the only way we can fornicate.
Ah,
pimping and posing. Look what I drove in.
Ah,
having these hoes in. I know that I'm chosen.
Ah,
I live out of cold and me and my bros in. My dollars ain't folding.
You was never the homie.
Promise mama not to fit them by. Seen black turning burgundy. Honey double, I know I'm greedy. Stuck inside the belly of the beast. Can't you please pray for me?
Get God on the phone.
Said it won't be long. I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoams. My hood going brazen. Where did we go wrong? I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoam.
Get top on the phone.
What's up, my nigga?
Cornrow Kenny, he was born with a vision all morning with the mixed dashboard, triple digit parallel park like an alien came visit. Slide show for the night show, 10 bitches. Fine nose with a blindfold, King Kendrick.
Hello, Billy.
So many plays on me, I finesse. Palisade views with some sex. I lost a lot of love for missionary. This the first time, I confess. Me and Top is like a Kobe and Phil. A father figure, fuck with him, you get killed. Fuck with me and he'll kill you himself. PD either Mafia or the West. Moving silence, yeah, we juggling like that. Act of violence, yeah, we juggling like that. I did a lot of dumb shit in my past. Lord forgive me, hoping I don't relapse. Dave just bought a new 911. Almost thought I seen another plane crash. Q just bought a brand new McLaren. Rock a lock about the bottom projects. Spooks, I got his son dripping in gold. Ali about to let his hair down on hoes. Me, I'm about to let my hair down on hoes. Top billing, that's a million a show. Might blow the whole no whammy on soul. Might tell Obama be more like Punch. Soundwave caught a Grammy last year. Mac Wap, bet he do what he want. Fuck you niggas, level 2, I'm not done. 2 T's told me that I'm the one. I can put a rapper on life support. Guarantee that's something none of you want. 10 homies down and they all serving life. What is like 2,500 a month? What if I empty my bank out and stunt?
What if I certified all of these ones? Bitch, I get buck, I'm as real as the gum. Shit is amazing, I'm feeding my cravings. You know that you want me, come here, not a baby. I'm fucking them crazy. Serving it like I belong in the basement. Or live at the Daisy. Yeah, yeah, my relative, black cherry soda. Pistol in poverty, come get the
note. Get top on the phone. Who doing the drums? Man, put that nigga on the drums, man. Yep, all day. Mortal Man and Kunta.